So to make sure that I'm making clear what I mean by needs and not other forms of communication, I'd like to say a few sentences and have you think about whether you consider it a need or not, and then I'll give you my impression. Sentence one. You irritate me when you leave company documents on the conference room floor. I would not hear a need in this. I'm sure there is one behind it, but I don't hear the need clearly expressed. I hear the person simply blaming the other person for their feelings and not attributing their feelings to their needs. Number two. I feel angry when you say that. My need for respect wasn't met. In this case, I do hear a need being expressed. Number three. I feel frustrated when you come late. I don't hear a need here. I would have liked to have had the frustration followed with the words, because I'm needing. Number four. I'm sad that you won't be coming for dinner because I was hoping we could spend the evening together. I don't hear a need being expressed here. I hear the person saying that they're sad, and I hear that they were hoping to spend the evening together, but spending an evening together is a strategy. I didn't hear the need that would be met. I would have preferred that it be expressed this way. I'm sad that you won't be coming home for dinner tonight, because my need is very strong right now for some connection and intimacy. Number five. I feel disappointed because you said you would do it and you didn't. Here again, notice that after the word because was the word you, not I. This doesn't accept responsibility for our feelings by attributing our feelings to our needs. Number six. I'm discouraged because I would have liked to have progressed further in my work by now. I would call this a need, not directly expressed, but it gets at that I have a need for some development that isn't being met. Number seven. Little things people say sometimes hurt me. I don't hear the needs here. I hear the person attributing responsibility for their feelings to what others say. Number eight. I feel happy that you receive that reward. Here again, the person's attributing their feelings to something that happened outside of themselves. I would have preferred they would have said the need that contributed to their happiness that was met by the other person receiving that award. Number nine, I feel scared when you raise your voice that way. Once again, the person doesn't follow their feelings with their needs. They attribute their feelings to the other person's actions. Number 10. I'm grateful that you offered me a ride because I was really needing support in getting what I had ready for my party this evening. I do hear the person expressing their need for support, and that's why they feel the gratitude. The thing that people seem to have the most trouble with is to differentiate needs from requests. I said a few minutes ago, the difference is that a request is a reference to a specific person taking a specific action that we hope will meet our needs. By contrast, needs contain no reference to specific people taking specific actions. Instead, they refer to the life within us that is being fulfilled or not fulfilled, the needs within. And I said that all human beings have the same needs. Now, sadly, we have often been educated to mix up these two, so we think we have needs that are really not needs. They're culturally learned states that the culture might want us to have. So we don't have a need for a certain kind of car. But we can be educated to think we do need a big car. We don't have a need for status. But we have been educated to mix that up with a need, and we're not really clear what is the need behind these things. So we will be working at how to get the difference between these two things, between needs and clear request for getting the needs met. But more than the expression of the need, I hope I've made clear how important it is that we see the need as life in action within us. It's a precious gift to reveal the very life within us to other people.